This is 5 Minute Friday! Today's guest is none other than Sally Hogshead, who is a wonderful woman and an incredible human being. She, every time I get to connect with her or hear her speak, I always feel smarter from what I learned from her, but I also always feel just a deeper connection with humanity because of the way she shows up and her energy and her positivity. It's amazing how she does it all with the family, with the kids, with the business. She's literally living superwoman. So for those that don't know who Sally is, she has worked in advertising for over 20 years and won hundreds of awards for creativity, copywriting, and branding. Her internationally acclaimed book, Fascinate, Your 7 Triggers to Persuasion and Captivation, has been translated in over 12 languages. Her newest book, How the World Sees You, is already a New York Times bestseller. She's spoken at TED. She's a regular on the Today Show and works with dozens of Fortune 500 companies.
I learned from my decade as a copywriter working with brands like Nike and Target and Mini Cooper. I learned that a brand has a choice. Any brand, whether you're an individual, you're launching a product, or you have a $100 million annual advertising budget, you have a choice. You can either have the biggest budget or you can be the most fascinating. So if you have a bigger budget than your competitors, which let's be honest, most of us don't. Right. If you have a bigger budget, then you don't have to be fascinating. You don't have to instantly engage with an emotional response because you can afford to simply put out advertising messages that bam, 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 pound the message in. And this is what a lot of big corporations do. But if you don't have that huge advertising budget, then you need to be the most fascinating. When I was really digging into my speaking career and trying to figure out a way to position myself so I could have ultra premium fees, I was only able to charge about $3,000 per keynote. And so I took a step back and I did, I looked at myself almost like I was one of those brands that I used to do the copywriting for. And I realized that there were 4 different types of speakers who were my biggest competition. And then if I could outposition them, that I could be more successful. Hmm. And those 4 types of speakers were this. Number 1, they were more famous. Number 2, they were more specialized. In other words, they had some kind of very, very specific research that would speak to a very, very specific type of audience. Number 3, the speaker that was cheaper than me. And number 4, the speaker who was kind of the pet, like the meeting planner's friend. So to review those again, the speaker who is more famous, more specialized, cheaper, or the pet, meaning they already had some kind of a personal in. And so
how do you beat them out?
Yeah, how do you beat them out? I mean, this is, all of us need to be asking ourselves the same question. So I found that if I could fascinate my prospects, meaning the decision maker, in those first 9 seconds, that I had a huge competitive advantage. The average attention span today is only about 9 seconds, which means if you can fascinate your prospect in those first 9 seconds, you have a tremendous competitive advantage because they're going to focus on you. They're going to give you the gift of their full attention span for 9 seconds, and then they're going to go on to the next thing. So if you can find a way to launch a product in a way that stands out so in such a captivating way that doesn't try to outdo your competition at what your competition is already doing well, and instead positions you as being completely unique in a crowded marketplace, then you have a far greater chance of being able to charge a premium price. And so within 2 years, my speaking fee went from $3,000 per keynote to $35,000 a keynote. Wow. I didn't really change the content, and it wasn't like I had a makeover. It was still me, and I was still speaking on the same topic. But because I was able to harness those first 9 seconds, I created an instant emotional connection that allowed me to then fill up my speaking calendar in about 2 weeks.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed this inspirational clip from a past episode of the show, then you'll love the free book I'm giving away right now. It's called The Millionaire Morning. It includes some of my best tips for starting off your day with a millionaire mindset. Get your free copy at themillionairemorning.com and just pay shipping. Again, check it out right now,
themillionairemorning.com.